everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 FM Talk, and it is Martin Luther King Jr. Day on the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Look at that. What a connection to that that big stud. Anyway, we're going to play some clips from 2008 today. We thought, well, you know, there's a lot of people taking the day off, so why roll through the newspapers and come up with more articles and more things to talk about? How about just roll some old clips from 2008, the best of 2008? And I'd like to play this one for you. This is Adam Carolla talking about taking a bus. Or I think he was actually talking about how people avoid buying cars and how committed you are to avoiding cars in your life. Here we go. Adam Carolla is with us, Arsenio Hall, and also Paul Majors. It's also the guy that irritates you is the guy that's at a bus stop, right? And he's waiting for the bus, but he can't see it from where he is, so he walks 4 feet into the street to look for the bus.
Right.
And then he walks back. You know, he's just playing chicken with traffic.
Right.
But you can't tell me that when, you know, 90 feet of red bus you can't spot that immediately.
You're not going to see that office building with wheels coming down the street with the huge entourage banner, the entourage cellophane wrap going all the way around the 9 foot head of Jeremy Piven. You're not going to see that coming a country mile down the road. And by the way, you're taking the bus. What kind of hurry in? Hey, I got a Fortune 500 company to run. I got a meeting with clients from Tokyo. I got a couple of mistresses to see. I got a pickup. I'm racing a vintage Ferrari in a Can-Am series. That's coming up this weekend. I got to cut the ribbon. There's a park dedicated in my name. Then I'm gonna go fly the spruce goose. Where are you going? You're in a bus. You're not going anywhere, pal. You get to work in an hour or 20 minutes or 2 days. We don't know. Nobody cares. You're taking a bus.
Yeah, you're getting on board with radical depression. You never see a smile on any of these buses. Everybody is depressed out of their mind. They are one step away from suicide.
I like the bike rack on the front of the bus now too, where the guy has the bike. And how committed to not owning a car can you be? What do you do? Well, I take one of those larks from my apartment to my bike. Then I go ahead and load the lark up onto the mountain bike and I drive the bike over there. Then I take the skateboard rack and I put it on the back of the beach cruiser to drive that to the bike. Then I go ahead, later on I put the bus on the light rail train. I have a rack. I had a rack put on the light rail, put the bus onto that. We put that on a C-130 cargo plane. How many modes of transportation before you get to work?
Oh, gosh.
That is great, man. That was one of the best nights with Arsenio Hall, Paul Majors, and Adam Carolla. We were on KCAL. That was a very, very funny night. Ernie in Riverside, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Good. How are you, Tim?
All right, man. Doing excellent.
Yeah, I wanted to hear Arsenio do rap to the Jewish song.
Havana Gila?
Yeah, that one.
All right. We'll see if we have that. And
all right.
While Randy looks for it, I will try to stall a little.
We got it.
You got it?
We got it.
Jesus Christ. All right, let's go ahead and play it. Yeah, one night Arsenio Hall just went nuts and started rapping to Havana Gila. It's great, man. You came in here last year and you said, we did a story that dog has the Torah on its tail. And you were like, I totally believe that's the Torah.
A, it wasn't the Torah, it was the Quran.
The Quran.
And B, that's a totally different situation. Oh.
Oh, that's my song. That is my song. Watch me freestyle to this.
Alright, anything else going on in the news?
Yes, Tim, thank you so much.
Nobody can rap quite like I can. I take a muscle-bound man and push his face in the sand. I'm the pinnacle. I'm the rapper supreme. I crush all these other suckers like a jelly bean. Dance, y'all.
Are you available for bar mitzvah?
You know it.
I've never heard that before. Anybody rapping to a Havana Gila? All right, here's verse two. Here we go. Part two. Arsenio Hall.
Like jungle time. Makes me wonder how I keep from going under. Yeehaw! It's like a jungle sometimes.
He's available. Available.
He's available
like
now.
Sometime.
Uh-oh.
All right, anything in the news there, Gina Graham?
Yeah.
That's great, man. Arsenio Hall rapping to Havana Gila. All right, now listen to this clip, folks. This is a guy that called us up and said he rented a car, and all of a sudden he looked in the driveway and he realized, wow, that car's a lot like my car. And, nothing, just started picking it apart. Listen to this clip, though. It's hysterical. Ernie in Long Beach, on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, Timmy. How you doing?
All right.
Hey, I took a rental car. I used it for about a week, and I have my car. I had the same model and make.
Hold on one sec. Anytime somebody says, I have a rental car, it's always a great story.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah, what do you got?
Okay, so I rented this car, same make and model as what I had, and I used it for about a week, and before I took it back, my tires had about 30,000 miles off of them. The other one was brand new, so I took the tires off the rental, put it on my car, and sent the other one back, and nobody noticed at all.
All right, so you got about $500 worth of tires.
Exactly.
You swapped them out.
Swapped them out.
But while you're doing it, weren't you laughing your ass off like you could barely get through it?
Yeah, and then the guy that was doing it, he's like, why are you taking these tires off, putting them over there? I go, don't worry about it, dude. Here's an extra 20. It was great.
That's classic stuff, dude. Thanks for calling. All right, let's talk to Jeremy in Lake Forest. You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, what up, man?
Hey, dude.
Hey, Gina, is she hot, man?
Oh, yeah. You never seen Gina Grad?
No, I never seen her,
you
man.
You got to go to her website, ginagrad.com.
Oh, okay. Yeah, she sounds hot. And it doesn't even matter. I mean, just because she's got the balls to be on radio, it's pretty hot, man.
It's pretty ballsy.
Yeah, God, if I wasn't married. Hey. Yeah.
How often do you say that, by the way?
What?
How often do you say that?
Oh, at least once every few minutes. Hey, anyway, Hoss, I was wondering if you could play the Whitman's imaginary party clip for me.
Oh, when Frosty was having the imaginary party?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Dude, you're a big stud. You got a big wiener. I hope you enjoy Martin Luther King's birthday, dude.
All right, sounds good.
There he goes, everybody. I think we had it. We got it? Okay. All right, here's Frosty's imaginary party. And, man, look at that. Randy's got it already. Jesus Christ. It's unbelievable. Frosty was going to have an imaginary party. And they said, well, what would your imaginary guest list be? And if you had to exclude somebody at the station, who would it be? Well, guess who got excluded? Frosty's imaginary party. Here we go.
So, no Whitman.
Well, I'm saying if you have to cut the list off somewhere, there's people like Whitman
the might be's.
I don't really see that much, and we run into them once or twice a year at an event. You know, they're not.
What about Roland Kreese?
Who the hell does this guy think he is with his, he may be. By the way, buddy, you're not even having a real goddamn party. It's a fake party. It's in your head. It's imaginary.
Well, that's why I think it stings even a little more.
That's why it's so sick to listen to. That's why it's so sick and twisted and perverse to listen to hear somebody be so vindictive about the invitation list of a phony in your head made up imaginary party. Yuck.
What are you gonna wear?
I'm not gonna think about that because the party does not exist.
You know what, you know why you don't have to think about it?
Because you're not going. It doesn't exist.
You don't have to buy clothes for this imaginary party.
There ain't a party because you didn't get an invite. What did you do to these people? Have you ever in your life on a radio station, have you ever heard a single employee be singled out by so many other people for insults and jabs and attacks?
I've never heard it in my life. And you are the magnet for all of them.
But the amazing thing is, I'm not a guy, I'm not Don Rickles. I don't go around insulting people.
I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's a conspiracy. I don't know.
What about Carola and Teresa? And
oh, God. Yeah, I totally forgot.
Oh, my God.
I totally forgot.
This is when they start playing the clips again. Or we start playing the clip from Frosty and Frank. And Frosty laughed like, I guess it was...
like Joe Flynn.
Well, like not like Joe Flynn. Who was the guy on...
Match Game.
Charles Nelson Reilly.
Yeah.
Yeah, he started laughing like Charles Nelson Reilly, and Whitman wouldn't let it go. That Frosty's laugh sounded exactly like Charles Nelson Reilly. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's a conspiracy.
I don't know.
What about Carolla and Teresa? And
oh, God,
done
totally
the morning show yet.
I totally forgot.
Oh, my God.
You totally forgot. Totally forgot. Totally forgot.
Sounds like,
sounds like Paul Lynn from Hollywood Squares.
Totally forgot.
I didn't even buy any dinner.
Totally forgot. Totally forgot.
Sounds like Joe Flynn from McHale's Navy.
Lee forgot. Lee forgot.
Parker!
There's some Jim J. Bullock in there, too.
All right, here we go. The imaginary party continues.
I haven't bought one item for my party.
Lee forgot.
That's pretty funny crap. All right, let's talk to us. Steve in Los Angeles. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, what's up, Jim Conway?
Hey, look at you, man.
Before I have my request, I just want to talk about when Gina said Kentucky Hutch.
When she said what?
Kentucky Hutch.
Remember, Tim, the Kentucky Hut in Kansas.
Oh, yeah.
It's Kentucky Fried Chicken, Taco Bell, and pizza.
Do you guys got that clip?
Oh, yeah, I think we got that. Let's see if Randy can... Geez, he's found it already. Look at that.
Hey, Tim.
Yes.
I have a quick question. I haven't seen them out here. We have a lot of them in Kansas. Are there Kentucky huts out here?
No.
There aren't.
Jesus
Christ. We can go into one structure and order either KFC, Taco Bell, or Pizza
Hut. Don't, yeah, we don't call them that. But
we call them Kentucky huts.
That's great.
I've never heard that term before. That's classic.
All right, Sam Conway, what about when Adam Carolla was talking about the street vendors? He was making fun of them.
The street vendors with Frosty, Heidi, and Frank.
Yes.
Yeah, I think we do have that. And
we got it.
We got it already?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, man. I tell you, he's pulling these things off the shelf. How do you know where all of these things are? Oh, geez.
I've got a big list of things here.
By the way, somebody just fell off the ladder and tried to get the top clip. Are you okay?
Oh, God.
Are you all right, dude?
I'll be okay. I'll be all right.
I've just never heard anything like that where...
Well, it's like a whole library of decks. I know, but you didn't even bounce.
You just hit the ground like silly putty and just stuck.
I got a lot of padding.
Or like clay. You like drop a clump of clay and that's what happened. You just stuck. You didn't bounce at all. Seriously, you all right, dude?
I'm fine.
Okay. All right.
It's like punching a balloon.
All right. Here's Carolla, Frosty, or Carolla, Heidi, and Frank. And I think they were talking about street vendors. Very funny clip. Here we go. These kids are subjected to not a lot of things that we had as kids, but the one thing that is still around that these kids have to deal with is the creepy-looking ice cream man.
Oh.
He's the guy that drives the truck around. And you never see one of those guys in shape, but it makes sense. He has two freezers full of ice cream and three shelves worth of candy in his office.
Right.
In his office that he drives around, and there's no boss around.
Right?
You know, now they don't even have to have the truck that had the window on the side. I saw a guy the other day in a regular pickup truck that had a refrigerator in the back that was all different colors. I swear to God.
And by the way, those guys are regulated about as closely as the guys who have the propane tank on the shopping carts that are selling the hot dogs with the bacon wrapped around them.
Yeah. Like,
God knows what part of Mexico this bomb pop came from. I'm sure this guy's not carrying a vendor's license. Like, these cars are not roadworthy.
You're telling me that's fine. They don't have to get a permit for that, but I want to hang a ceiling fan in my outdoor pergola, and I got to go to the L.A. City Council.
Yeah,
zoning committee. It's like, I just want a fan on my pergola. Really? I got to do paperwork? But he can have a propane tank and a grocery cart?
But those are delicious. Have you eaten those things? Oh, to die.
I know, but listen, how bad does a hot dog have to be for you to wrap bacon around it? I mean, you want to talk about it. Bacon is essentially a culinary apology, like, hey, I'm sorry, this isn't so great, I'll go ahead and wrap it in bacon for you. It's sort of the duct tape of food. Like, I don't have time to make something that tastes good, but I'll just go ahead and wrap this in. I got some water chestnut and some calves liver. I know it tastes like hell. I'm going to go ahead and wrap in some bacon.
What can we do with this lettuce and tomato? It seems so boring.
I'm sorry for the guy, because I just saw someone deep fried bacon.
Jeez.
What?
Oh, is that right?
Wow.
Yeah.
Well,
wow.
My grandfather.
Deep fried bacon sandwich.
My grandfather used
Frosty's
to.
Favorite.
He used to fry bacon, and then he used to put the bread in the bacon grease until that got brown, and then eat the bacon, eat the toast and the bacon, but the toast was filled with bacon grease.
Oh, my God.
And he died of hardening of the arteries, and everyone kept saying, yeah, and everyone kept saying, well, he didn't drink or smoke. What happened to this guy?
Yeah, so long.
All right, anything you'd like to hear, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. Charles in Roland Hills, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
How about any clip when a guy says, hey, you?
Oh, yeah. All right, thanks for calling. We'll play it off the air. I think it was what he's talking about is Gina's clip when you and I were talking about that disgusting thing that guys do.
Yeah. Hey,
when,
you.
Yeah, when you have nothing to say to them, like, it's like, hey, you.
Hey, you.
All right, here it is. It's very, very funny. All right, and very sick at the same time. Who the hell does this anymore? All right, here's also another one. Would you ever date this dude?
So, do you have a good time tonight? It was a nice meal. We had a fun night out. Did you enjoy yourself?
Dude, I know you're just doing that for the show, but I think that's the way it sounds at the end of a day.
Yeah, I'm never going to get laid again because of the show.
Well, let's not blame everything on the show, Bubbo. I mean, let's give the show a little break here. All right, this is another one that if you date Randy Wang, this is what you might hear at the end of the night.
Did you have a good time tonight? I hope you did.
Thick tongue.
Would it be all right if I kissed you goodnight?
Oh, Babu, what a turnoff.
Oh, God, I'm sorry. I just had such a visceral reaction to that. I can't. Now my skin's crawling.
The guy asks you if I can kiss you.
You know what, though? The pre-kiss, that's the worst, is can I kiss you? You know what the second worst is, though, right after the kiss? This is so disgusting.
Can I
every
have
single
you?
Girl, no, that would be better. Every single girl will agree with me. You do a kiss, it's okay. They're still really close to your face, and they give you one of these. Hey, you.
Oh, wow.
They're like, you just kissed you again. Hey.
Oh,
hi.
Babu.
Oh,
and
oh, God,
they're like still
that.
Like with an inch of your face.
It's so wrong.
And they go, hey, you.
Hey, you.
Oh, ooh. Christ, that makes my, look at that. Honestly, God, I got goosebumps.
No,
like my
effing
skin crawl.
Oh, hey, you.
Oh,
hey,
God.
You.
Oh, Randy, please.
Hey, you.
Hey, you.
Hey, you.
Gross. Worst.
That is the worst. Guys are still doing that for after you're done having sex, you know, like laying on top of each other and goes, hey, you. Maybe like touches your nose and goes, hey, you. Ah! All right, folks, you are listening to the Tim Conway Jr. Show, the clips of 2008, a little best of here on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, you. You say you want to change the world. It's all right with me. There's no regret.
97.1 FM Talk.
All right, gang, a great holiday here in Los Angeles and all of Southern California. You're listening to the Tim Conway Jr. Show, and we're playing best of clips all night long. So if you heard something in 2008 you want to hear in 2009, just simply pick up your phone. Dial 520-9710 or 888-520-9710. This is when I was insulting Brian Whitman's impersonations, and nothing got him crazier than when I even slightly hinted at the fact that his impersonations, that some of them may be overused. All right? I don't think I even was over the top about it. And, man, did he get pissed. I remember as if it was just yesterday, I was sitting here with Brian Whitman.
Elizabeth Taylor was married at one point only 8 months, man. 8 months.
I think 8 months is a lifetime married to E.T., huh? He was 22 when he married her and died of old age.
Oh, that was
right before he turned 23.
Was that the marriage to the Larry Fortensky, the construction worker?
Nah, this is a long time ago.
Oh, boy.
This is Nicky Hilton, wasn't it?
I don't know.
Paris and Nicky's grandpa, Nicky Hilton.
Was married to Elizabeth Taylor?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
You know what, Tim? I just realized I was
See you later, Jeff.
I just realized I was mocking his impersonation, and he's asked me off the air 3 or 4 times never to do that on the air, and I can't believe I just did it. I really owe that man an apology. That's great. I didn't even remember that. But I started mocking his Johnny Carson, and it drove him absolutely nuts, because that's the only one thing he'd ever asked me off the air. He said, do me a favor. He says, I do impersonations for a living. Could you please, please not mock him on the air and not, like, do him while I'm doing him on the air? And I said, absolutely. I said, I'll never do that. And I accidentally did it this time, and I sort of caught myself doing it while he was getting pissed. Listen to it again. Here.
Oh, I didn't know that. You know
what, Jim? I just realized. I just realized.
See you later, Jim.
I just realized I was mocking his impersonation, and he's asked me off the air. That's classic, man. That's I totally forgot about that. That was pretty cool. All right, to anything you'd like to hear, 520-9710. Let's talk to Cliff in the Inland Empire. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, I want to hear when Brian had to poop.
Oh, okay. All right, buddy. Thanks for calling. We'll hang up on you. You can listen to it on your radio. Brian Whitman had a fear of public bathrooms, and he could, go number one, but he couldn't drop the kids off in the pool, if you know what I mean. Take a dump. So he had to drive home wherever he was. Now, he could go in a hotel room if he was staying in a hotel, but he can't go in a bathroom in a gas station or a restaurant or even here at the office. So when he had to go, and sometimes, you got to go, right? He would have to get in his car and drive clear to the valley. And we're in the Miracle Mile area. We're on Wilshire between Fairfax and La Brea. And he actually seriously drove from here in on Wilshire all the way to the valley just to go to the bathroom. And I can remember him doing this, and it seems like just the other day when he was...
And, God, I can't do this.
What's going on with you? You're sweating.
Yeah, no, I had I ordered in food, and,
Frank?
Huh?
Wait, you can't say the name of the restaurant?
No, I'd rather not. Oh. I'd rather not.
Oh, because you're dying?
And you know me, and the people who work here know me, and I don't think I'm unlike a lot of dudes. I can't use public restrooms.
Oh, it's that bad.
Right, it is that bad.
What happens to you if you use a public bathroom?
I don't know. I mean, I'll urinate. I can say
that.
Yeah,
but what happens if you sit a spell?
I don't.
But what happens if you do?
I wouldn't know. I just never have done it. I can't do it. Never
now,
will.
Could you check into, like, go down the street here and check into a Sheraton? Would that be suitable for you, young man?
Well, it would. I actually have done that on trips to Las Vegas.
What?
On trips to Las Vegas in the car when I had to go number two, I would stop at, like, you know.
What a fun guy to drive with.
Baker or somewhere like that.
And get a hotel room, watch a little TV, and then hit the can?
No. Just get the hotel room for $59.95 and swipe the credit card and go use their restroom in the privacy of a room that I...
And then check out, what, 25 minutes later?
Well, I don't rush myself. I mean, there's no need to rush myself.
Dude, you are sweating.
Yeah, I'm going to...
You're going to get out of here? Do you have a cell phone?
Yeah.
All right, why don't you flip your cell phone on and call us from the road. We'll clear the streets for you. Which way are you going?
I'll go down, I'll just go down Wilshire.
To Highland?
Yeah, my toilet is only like 9 miles away.
Okay, you going to go Highland?
I think so.
Highland's closed?
Oh, I better not go Highland because of that damn debate they had.
I don't know if Highland's closed or not. No, you're not going to make it. You're going to S in that leased car.
No, I'm not going to do that.
Mercedes Avencina is going to love that.
Do not say that.
I'd like to bring back this car a little early. Why is that? Well, you'll figure it out. Here's the keys.
Do not say that, Tim. Do not say that.
All right, he's got to go. There he goes.
Oh, God.
All right, call us on your cell phone.
Yeah, no, I'll call you. And if people can clear
that. We'll clear the streets for you.
Thank you, Tim.
I'll clear Wilshire and I'll clear Vine for you.
Thank you. Can you do that?
You're on your own once you get to the freeway.
So which way should I go? Rossmore?
Yeah. Take Wilshire up to Rossmore. East on Wilshire.
I gotta call.
All right. There he goes. Jesus Christ, man. He is about to S himself. God almighty. Maker of heaven
Jesus
and earth.
Christ.
All that's seen and unseen. Ah, look at this. Look at this partner of mine. Guy eats a sandwich, man. He's got to go home. Jesus Christ almighty.
He did. He drove all the way home to go to the bathroom. I don't know anybody like that in my life. I really don't know anybody like that. Hey, listen to this next clip, because I have never heard of this before in my life. I've heard of driving stoned to Jack in the Box or driving drunk to Jack in the Box, but I've never heard somebody too stoned that they couldn't drive, yet they were able to put it together anyway. Listen to how Randy put this whole deal together. This is a great clip. Check it out.
And my parents dropped me off at my house down the hill, and I begged them the entire ride home, can we go to Jack in the Box? Can we go to Jack in the Box? Can we go to Jack in the Box? I'm so goddamn hungry, and I can't walk there. I'm too bummed to drive. Please, can we go to Jack in the Box?
And you can't walk into Jack in the Box after about 9, 10 o'clock at night?
No, you can walk there the entire night, but I was so drunk that I would have got pulled over for public drunkenness.
Oh, I see. Okay, all right.
But I'm begging, and the problem was my brother was driving, so he wouldn't go to Jack.
Okay, so you physically couldn't walk a block to Jack in the Box.
No, I was hammered.
All right. Again, Dr. Reef, not to the problem yet.
Yeah, you know, I'm just waiting patiently.
So
I got time.
I finally get home. I decide maybe if I smoke a little weed, that'll put me off. So I smoke one of my new cone-shaped pre-roll
Still not
ones.
To the problem yet.
And I smoked about half of it, and I realized, wait, now I'm really hungry. And then all of a sudden my phone rings and my dad calls me. He says, please don't drive. Please don't drive to Jack's. I know you're hungry. Call a delivery place. Someone will deliver it to you.
So on Thanksgiving.
Yeah. So I call every delivery place. No one's delivering, obviously, because it's Thanksgiving.
Shocker.
And I'm so desperate because I'm starving. I mean, I've got a big stomach, but if I haven't eaten all day and all I had is three pieces of turkey plus all that booze and all that weed, I'm starving. So I couldn't think of what to do because I can't leave the house. I can't get delivery. So I whipped out my cell phone, and I called City Cab, which is a cab company in the Valley.
Thanks. We put that together.
And they came out to my house, and the guy said, where to? Right. And I said, you know that Jack in the Box right around the corner? And he's like, well, we don't really do that. So I'm like, well, I gave him the story, and I'm really hungry. I just want to get some Jack Musk. Can you take me through the drive-thru? He's like, well, I don't really feel comfortable. I was like, hey, dude, if you do this for me, I will buy you anything on the menu.
Wow.
And that got him.
Is that what he said? Sold. And put his hand up for a high five.
Yeah. We would do it. Okay.
After that, he was into it.
Thank you very much. Yeah, thank you. You like that, Dr. Reeves?
Yeah, that's pretty good, Tim. I do that.
So we drive to the Jack's, which is 10 cars deep in length. And I'm, dude, I'll pay you for your time. Let's just sit
here. Well, of course
here.
You do. I mean, he's got your meter rolling.
Yeah. Yeah, the Catsy ride at the end of the day cost me like $30 to go. And you know where my
plus a number 7.
Now, see, this is perfect. This should be on his tombstone, where it's him in the back of a cab ordering from a clown.
Yeah, that's yeah. Good.
Oh man, what a clip! Happy, happy birthday to Martin Luther King Jr. Man, look at that stud. You're listening to the Tim Conway Jr. Show right here, live on 97.1 FM Talk.
How come you're always such a fuzzy young man? Other kids are starving in Japan, so eat it, just eat it. Don't wanna argue, I don't wanna debate. Don't wanna hear about what kind of food you hate. You won't get no dessert till you clean off your plate, so eat it. Don't you tell me you're full, just eat it, eat it. Get yourself an egg and beat it.
97.1 FM Talk.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. It is highlight time, man, from the year. Playing all the best sound bites of the year. Or at least some of them. Bobby in Lake Forest, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey, Timmy, how's it going?
Hey, Bobby, how are you, man?
Good. Hey, I wanted to hear this real hilarious clip, and then I wanted to touch Randy's feet on a real quick one right after, if I could do that.
All right. Hold on one sec. What clip you want to hear?
The first one I got to hear when you were talking about you in your first apartment burning the couch with a cigarette, man.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if we have that. It's been...
Hey, we got it.
You got it already?
Yeah, the one with
Jesus
you and Leo.
Jesus Christ. All right, hold on one second, Bobby. Yeah, this is a true story. I used to have blow-up furniture. I wasn't doing that well at a certain part of my life. Not that I'm kicking ass now, but I had blow-up furniture where I literally had a couch and a chair that you'd blow up, and you'd sit in it, and it was, you know, the vinyl, and you'd stick to it in the summer. And you couldn't really smoke cigarettes and fall asleep on it because you could pop your furniture. And here's the explanation of Conway's low-end apartment. Here we go. The IRS came by my house one day, and these two agents knock on the door, and I was sitting there.
Could you take them in a fight?
No. I mean, these guys are big dudes. But I was sitting on my couch, and my feet were up on a cooler. I had no refrigerator. And I was watching TV, and my feet were in an ice chest.
Oh, my God.
And they knock on the door. I go, hey, come on in, boys. You want a cold one? And they're like, no, we're here to talk to you about the money you owe to the IRS. And I said, well, as you can see, I don't even have a refrigerator. And they said, do you have a car? And I said, yeah, it's downstairs. And they said, can we go see the car? And I said, you got it. So I go downstairs. I was driving a 1989 Mazda ashtray. It was an RX-7, but there's a lot of cigarette butts in it. And I start the car up for them. And the problem I had that with the car, the catalytic converter was broken, so it smoked up the entire garage.
Perfect.
And they could barely breathe.
Mm-hmm.
And they just walked out of there, and they walked away from me, and I didn't hear from the guys for like 2 years. They must have thought to themselves, is this really Tim Conway's kid, man? This guy is some loser.
Well, what were you doing in the middle of the day, Tim?
I was working at the time for a company in Burbank, but I was just hanging out.
You know, indoors with the cooler, first of all.
I didn't feel the pressure of being down $1.28.
Anybody who has a cooler that instead of a refrigerator and it's not a disaster like a flood or an earthquake, that's a problem.
Oh, I know. And you know, the guy who owns a local liquor store knew I was going to go out on a date when I got a bag of ice.
He knew I might
have a chick coming over when I got myself a bag of ice.
Beer's got to be cold.
Ah, such a loser.
These are true stories, people.
It's absolutely true.
That's what makes it so great.
It's so unbelievable.
Open the cooler, have a beer, you guys.
Yeah, you guys want a cold one?
Was this the same place with the inflatable furniture?
No, that was the next place I lived in.
No.
Yeah, I had an inflatable couch and inflatable chair. And a friend of mine, said that I'm the only guy that can literally move from one apartment to another apartment on my Schwinn. But I was smoking one night, and I didn't fall asleep, but I was just watching TV, and I lit the cigarette.
Yeah.
I lit the cigarette down, and it popped my couch.
I'm telling you, man, there's white trash, and then there's white
and there's
toxic
super
waste.
White trash.
I popped my air chair. My lit cigarette.
Jesus Christ. What a move, man. And that was only like 9 years ago or 10 years ago.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm serious, Doug. Yeah, serious as hell. All right, let's talk to... all right, wait, Bobby, you wanted something else here, buddy?
Yeah. All right, Randy, you ready?
Yeah.
Can I get some smoke?
Oh. All right, we'll see if we can find that for you, buddy. All right, let's talk to... you got it already?
Could I get some snow?
Yeah, look at that, man. He's
every time this guy has to call with the same stupid clip.
why don't you keep that up on top, on the top of
this
the clip?
This guy calls in once a week, every time. Could I get some snow?
It's, yeah, he likes that.
It's old.
Yeah, just put it up a little closer. Where is it? Where is it buried that you got to look for it every time?
I can dig into the SFXs. I'm not going to put it on my quick start for one guy that wants his stupid clip from a year ago.
Put it up. It's a great clip.
Could I get some snow?
Could I get some snow? I always thought that was Jerry Wischowski that did it. It's not, right?
No, it's Don McCoy.
Oh, God.
From the Frosty Hiding Frank show.
Yeah. Could I get some snow? Could I get some snow? Okay, buying cocaine, man. All right, gang. You're going to love this clip. Randy Wang's father happened to be working in the kitchen and, hate to say this, but burned his a-hole. Listen to this, man. It's a very, very funny clip.
So I get a call from I call my mom, and she says that she just came from the emergency room, and that she had to take my dad to the emergency room. I'm like, what happened? And so what she
too much beer and weed.
No, what happened was my dad's in the middle of renovating his house, and he was laying some tile down in the bathroom, and you know the black stuff in between the tiles? That's a chemical called grout.
Right.
Anyway, so he's laying it down. He actually,
with that.
He's not really paying attention. He spills the bottle of grout, and it gets to his pants. It soaks through his pants, and he starts screaming, yelping, because it goes through, and he gets a chemical burn in his ass.
Uh-oh.
And his ass is completely red from this burn, and he's on a lot of Vicodin right now.
So he rushes to the hospital because his ass is on fire?
Yeah.
I have one problem with this story. I've laid tile before. That stuff really doesn't go through jeans. Because, you know, the tile adhesive, if you get it on your jeans, it rarely seeps through the jeans. I know the grout has almost zero effect if you're wearing jeans. What was he wearing, shorts or something?
All right, Tim, I'll tell you the truth here. You know why he got the burn?
Mm.
He was laying the tile nude. Mom tells me he's laying the tile nude.
When did she tell you that? Because you told me the story was it went through the jeans.
That's what I said, and that's what she told me. And then I confirmed it with her today, and she said, no, what really happened was he was nude. And I was like, why is he naked lying tile? And you know what her answer is? Because it was hot.
That's so classic. Guys are all the same, man. Whether you're gay, straight, young, old, it doesn't matter. Every guy on this planet is exactly the same. You know, he's laying tile nude because he's hot. And that makes sense to us. You know, we're operating with chemicals that can burn our wieners off. But if you're perspirating, time to take off the pants and the shirt and enjoy your tiling. Jesus Christ. Carlos in San Diego, you're on 97.
Hey, Tim, you stud. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, all right, Bobo.
Hey, listen, can you play that clip that Kevin Eubanks on with the news?
Oh, with Gina Grad?
Yeah.
All right, well, we got to go into the news archive. All right, Carlos, thanks for calling, man.
Hey, man, have a good one.
All right, there you go. Happy holidays. We're going to have to go into the
news. I got it.
Where is it?
I got it.
I don't believe you. What cart number is it?
You don't have the... Hey, I loaded it up for you right now. It's 1105.
Oh, 1105. Oh, you do got it. How do you get these things so quickly?
I got an encyclopedic knowledge of radio.
Ah, get the hell out of here. All right, here's... Gina Grad and Kevin Eubanks in The Tonight Show. Look at that.
Gina is looking hot tonight. She came out to get me. I was out front just waiting to come in. And I was like, oh, Gina's coming. And I was when she came out, I said, let's just get in the car and go,
oh,
Gina. Wow.
You
just
didn't even ask.
Let's just go.
You should have said something. I didn't catch that vibe
she
from
does,
you right
she
away.
She does look good.
Oh,
look good
thank
tonight.
You. Thank
and,
you for
but by the way, I think Jay Leno would look good in that skirt. I mean,
oh.
look at that skirt.
Don't say that. You just spoiled
okay.
the whole
oh, I'm
thing.
Sorry.
Jay.
I'm sorry.
Jay
Kevin,
in the skirt.
Now he thinks of Jay.
Kevin, I know you're really into this. Gina has recently bought a pair of 6-inch heels.
Ooh. Oh, they're in the car.
Go get them.
Yeah, you know that, Tim.
Oh, I didn't know your stripper shoes you carry with you.
Well, looking out.
Of course I
yes.
do. You never know.
Listen to this. Kevin Eubanks is with us also at Senior Hall. Watch how unoffended she is by this.
Uh-oh.
Because it's the truth.
Okay.
Those are your stripper shoes.
Yes.
And,
oh, whoa,
I mean,
whoa.
Yes, they are.
You use those shoes when you're working on the pole and stripping.
Yes.
Yeah, you take stripping classes?
I have.
You have?
I
no,
may
why
or may
are you
not
holding
continue.
Your hands like you're like a nun now or something?
Like
you know?
Yeah, like I'm being interrogated.
Ain't nothing nun about her, okay?
Okay.
She's in that S factor.
No, I got to see the shoes now, at least
I'll
one.
I'll get them during break. I'll get them during break.
All right. What else going on in the news?
Let's
there?
Do it real fast. Well, in the news, we got to.
Oh, is that how that works?
Break time!
Is that how that goes down, Kevin?
That's the news. No, that's just getting to it.
Okay.
And then once perfect. We get in there, we go slow motion.
Oh.
Yeah. Hey, Kevin, have you ever gone online and looked at Gina's apartment?
Arsenio,
okay, I'm sorry.
Shut
okay,
up.
Okay, moving on.
I can
okay.
see your apartment.
Moving
no,
on.
You cannot.
What? Go on YouTube, search on
you?
Gina Grad.
How dare you ruin my chances with Kevin Grad?
Because
you know he's not coming back after he sees that.
It's also on myspace.com/Conway.
Randy, yeah. I'll hunt you down.
See, I've been gone. I got to come back here a little more often.
Yes, you do.
Yeah,
yes,
apartments, heels, and this and that.
She also has four more. Those skirts.
Hey, I do.
Yeah. Wait, what do you think?
I'll do a costume change
I'm not,
in the
I'm
next
not making this up.
Break. How'd you know? That was
well,
weird.
Who knows?
Wow.
Man,
all
right. Where have I been? This show is getting
it's
really good. I need to come back more.
Yes, every night.
That's pretty cool.
What time are you done with the Tonight Show every night?
How about Thursday?
You're about to commit to something. I'd say 8:02.
He tilts his head to the side. What time are you?
What time you come in every night?
Hey, Kevin, what are you doing in 09 on Wednesdays?
Arsenio Hall, Kevin Eubanks, and Gina Grad. It was a good time, man, that night. Let's talk to Tyrone in Los Angeles. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hey, great. How are you guys?
All right, man. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Thank
okay.
you, sir.
Now, I loved this one. It's the one where Frosty
was complaining about when they got the wrap around the van and how his face was on the window and the door handle was on his face.
Right. So by the way, did you ever see the picture of it?
Yes, that was the best picture ever. I love when Frosty has a bad day.
Yeah, you know, we see that van every single day in the parking lot.
Oh, I'm so glad.
It's Frosty, Heidi, and Frank, and Frosty's nose is the door handle, and it looks like a pig's nose.
Yeah, I just like the fact that they just clown on him so much.
Yeah.
He takes it like a man.
He does. All right, thanks for phoning. All right, yeah, it's a very funny. You got to see the picture. I don't know if it's still on the website or not.
You can go to FrostyHeidiAndFrank.com. It's all over that
it's
website.
It's still there? Oh, it's so great. All right, here's the clip. Frosty going nuts, because he does. He looks like a pig on that van.
Well, I do have a surprise for you.
Yes.
I brought a special guest with me tonight.
Is that right?
To be on the show with me and with you.
Really?
And I think he's out in the green room right now waiting to come in.
Who's
and
that?
Here he is. It's the man himself.
Look at this.
I brought Frosty with me.
Whoa. Oh, I missed you, baby, so much.
Whoa.
I brought you these. I know you have a commercial for 1-800.
Oh, thank you very much. Hey, look at that. Jesus Christ.
So now,
hey,
you can
it's
ask
Frosty
the man
from
himself.
Frosty, Heidi, and Frank. What look at that, dude.
Mr. Handleface.
Wow. Oh, that is fantastic. Nice to see you, man.
Hey, Tim.
Hey.
We never hang out anymore.
Yeah,
or anything.
What a pleasure this is.
Yeah, I heard what you were talking about, by the way.
Yeah.
You think it's funny? Since you all have seen it now, can I tell? Frank witnessed my reaction when I saw it for the first time. There's some things that are funny, and there's some things that are just inexcusable, and that's inexcusably incompetent. Of course, I'm used to it in these hallways.
Right. Now, where did you see it for the first time? Did you actually see it outside in the van?
Well, Heidi came in, and she was apoplectic. She was with laughter. She could barely breathe. Look at this photo.
Because Heidi parked on the roof, and the van was up on the roof, and so when she got to work, she had her iPhone on her, and so she took a picture of the van and brought it in. That's how we got
it. And I
picture.
Saw it, and I thought, holy Jesus Christ in a chicken basket. The thing is, Tim, you've seen it, right? I mean,
I've seen it.
It's either done intentionally, and if that's the case, there will be lawsuits that will be filed at the conclusion of this program. Or if it was done accidentally, it's the most sloppy job I've seen in my life. I mean, it's not funny. It's not. You guys are laughing at me.
But it couldn't have happened to anybody at the station with a deeper meaning than you.
A handle in the middle of my face. Everything from the bridge of my nose to my chinny chin chin to both cheeks is nothing but a door handle. I said on the air, Tim, I said, well, I'd understand if it was an advertisement for Bill Handel.
Right. You gotta see this. Go to FrostyHeidiAndFrank.com. It's FrostyHeidiAndFrank.com. And check out that picture. If you haven't seen it, it's unbelievable. All right, let's continue here. Anything you'd like to talk to or hear for over the last year? David on the 15, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hey,
dude.
How are you? Okay. Hey, well, I'm sitting here waiting for AAA, and I got a flat tire, so I just thought I'd listen to you and everything.
Where are you?
I'm on the 15 at Rancho Cucamonga.
Oh, boom, boom. What kind of car are you driving around?
Oh, it's a Acura Integra, an old one.
How old?
95.
Yeah, these new cars really don't get flat tires anymore.
I don't want to hear that.
You can roll around on a flat tire nowadays for a while.
I think it's because I hit a pothole that created by the rain the other night.
Oh, Jesus.
And two nights ago when it was snowing in Corona, I got stuck in a puddle and had to call tow truck to get me pulled out of that, too.
Jesus Christ. What luck you have.
I know, but anyway, you know, I love fights between you and Whitman, but there's one thing, if you guys got it, when you were talking with Jesse Jackson on the phone and you told him what the most favorite comment
he
just mumbled a bunch of stuff, that was great.
Maybe we'll play that for you here. It's on Thursdays, we do What the Hell Jesse Jackson Say. We play some clips of Jesse Jackson and then ask people what he said. And I think it was Malibu Dan who got Jesse Jackson on the phone, and he called up, or we called him in the middle of that bit to ask him what he was saying. And I think we got that. Here it is. All right, well, Jesse,
I got the goal now.
Hey, Jesse, real quickly, I just want to give you one compliment. The favorite thing I think you have ever said of mine is, I want to settle mental emotion.
Settle what?
I want to settle mental emotion. I think that's the favorite thing you've ever said.
All right.
All right, buddy. You take care of yourself, Jesse. I want a sentimental emotion. That's my favorite clip ever of Jesse Jackson. Seemed to be thrilled. I don't know what he's going through. All right, gang. This next clip is great. It is Arsenio Hall and myself, Tim Conway Jr., and it basically is all about how you can't trust a fart past about 60 years of age. Farting in the mall, and it really is a very funny. Listen to this one.
Well, you know, my kid, I have a daughter who's going to be 3 in October.
Mm-hmm.
And I figured out over the weekend, I'm going to be 60 when she graduates high school.
Oh, yeah.
It's 15 years.
You know, sometimes I'm glad I'm not as good at math as you are. Because I'm older than you.
In 15 years, I'm going to be 60. And this is not going to be a happy 60. This is going to be a real rough 60.
A hard 60.
Oh, yeah.
I can't wait to see you at the mall at 60.
Oh, I won't know who you are at 60.
You'll be walking too fast. At that point, you'll be mall walking. You won't even be there for Panda
I'll
Express.
Be farting on it with every step. You know? Yeah. And pretending not to hear it. You know, what?
Hey, Tim!
Hey, I don't. Did your grandfather or grandmother ever do that?
Oh, yeah.
My grandmother, at one point, farted with every step. And, you know, pretended she didn't hear it. You know. And it did that slow wave in back of her. You know. You guys want something to eat? That's cool.
I don't want what you had.
Yeah. Hey, listen, we're having such a great time here that I think we'll blow right through Gina's news and continue to play clips here. You're listening to the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Happy Martin Luther King Jr. Day. And we're live on 97.1 FM.
I'm taking over the whole rap game. Don't challenge me, because that would be insane. I'm incredible. I make you think and make you laugh. LL Cool J asked me for my autograph. I'm the best. And that's a fact. I got more mic moves than X-Lax.
97.1 FM Talk.
Get complete shows from Adam Carolla, Frosty, Heidi, and Frank, Danny Bonaducci, Tom Likas, and more. Just go to 97.1FMTalk.com and subscribe with iTunes.